The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
So the other morning, I woke up to a phone call from my father, which is never good news. And this wasn't bad news. It just wasn't exciting. A phone scammer had claimed he was my nephew, in their case, their grandson, calling because he'd been hurt and needed money. And my dad, who's a smart man, still has his wits about him, well, was immediately slightly confused, because your mind goes into panic mode. Oh no, my grandson's in trouble. He lives in Florida along with my parents, but in different cities, and he started to panic for a moment. And then got my mother on the phone, and my mother was like, yeah, no, this is a scam. Hang up. I've often wondered how people fall for those phone scams. Of course, they go for the elderly, and that's why. Because you catch them so out of their element. We get so grounded in our routines that when a call like that comes in, you panic for a moment, and they get you in that moment of panic. I'm amazed when I see these phone scams on the TV all the time or read about them on the internet, and I just shake my head. But I understand why they happen, and I wish we could do something about it to get rid of those people. Because, man, that's just criminal. Not only preying on the elderly, but those who are in trouble. That's sad.